Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome B-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
What's up, Ted?
Mr. Miggs.
Good
to see you.
It's good to see you, man. Missed you last week.
Yeah.
What the hell happened last week?
Oh, well, you had a meeting.
I had a meeting.
And then I had a meeting on the next day.
God dang, us in our freaking meetings.
Yeah.
It's bullcrap, man.
Yeah, you know, it's corporate life. It's what we do.
You know, sometimes
you go to meets.
Yeah, you got to talk about things. Everything's good. Worry about people. This is our last show as the MegaCast. We're being shown the door.
Okay. It's a wrap.
That would suck if actually we were shown the door after this. Guys come in the meeting. I don't know
right,
why.
Like, what are you going to fire the MegaCast for? What do we do?
You guys do too many push-ups. Unfair expectations from everyone else.
Right? You guys are doing push-ups. Steve's all hooked on the meat now.
Oh, dude. Yeah, we got to talk about my meat diet.
Yes.
Or as I call it,
diet.
Ooh.
I thought you were going to call it the diet.
The diet.
That's like I started calling the gym the lab.
Oh, is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I've been in the. It's like a joke to me and Kyle. Well, you know, since I've been in the lab. So you just call yours the diet. Yeah, but what is it? It's the diet.
I'm going to call mine the art studio. Like, what are you doing? I'm going to the art studio. What are you doing? Sculpting this body.
You ever have. I know I talk about this. My gym is very small. So, like today, there's one other guy in there.
Uh-huh.
He comes in. Doesn't warm up, just does a bunch of crazy stretches. Then he's like lifting his whole body, doing like these like aerobic stuff.
Uh-huh.
But like 15 minutes and he was out.
Yeah. There are some people that do that.
I'm like, is this just a pit stop? Like, that's not your whole workout. Because he was in really good shape. I'm like, maybe he just does this like 5 times a day.
That could be. Every time, yeah. Instead of a bathroom break, he goes and works out and he just soils himself. He has diapers on. That'd be so funny. What's the key to your success as far as your figure? I don't use the urinals. I just pee myself and work out whenever I have to pee.
Yeah, the secret is diuretics.
Yes.
Most people ask me, how'd you lose weight in the last year and a half? Diuretics.
That's a good book by L. Ron Hubbard, right? A different thing.
Oh, yeah. What is his?
Dianetics.
I was just thinking about the wrestlers in high school.
Dude, we had the guy in the gym downstairs. Like, this dude, all he ever does is do pull-ups.
Yeah.
And God forbid, you're on, and the pull-up bar is on the same as the cable machine.
I went through this today with this guy. And it's like, I got to get some tries in, bro.
Right. And they hover. And yes. I get it. That's all he wants to use. And it's kind of like, hey, Jim, how about you put a pull-up bar that's not attached to the damn cable machine? Because the cable machine's a pretty popular machine. Everybody wants to use it at some point.
Or just pull-up guy. When you're done your set, it's fine. But don't hover right in the middle.
Right. Yeah, this guy will do stuff and then like stretch in that area.
Yeah.
So it's like he's claiming it as his own.
Is this the same guy?
It could be. Is he a Russian dude?
He's got blonde hair.
Oh, this guy's got brunette hair.
Oh.
I'm picturing Ivan Drago.
That's what my guy looks like.
Does he wear what?
White sneakers all the time?
Yes, he does.
All right. It's going to be the same guy.
Does he use hand powder?
No. Chalk's not allowed in my gym.
Oh, well, I don't think it's allowed in our gym. He brings his own baggie, like a lunch bag that's filled with white powder. And it just puts it on.
All right,
I always
LeBron.
Know when he's in the gym because in the locker room, there's like a foot imprint of his chalk outline. All right, LeBron. Well, anyways, it's time to bitch about the gym. Oh, and the music situation's been a real pain in my ass again.
Still loud?
It's not as loud as it was. They did lower it. And the next day, they were listening to some rock and roll music.
Like, all right.
Cheesy rock, but it was rock.
All right.
Today, Madonna was playing.
All right.
Because nothing makes you want to get swole like a virgin. It wasn't even like good Madonna, like Vogue. Or like a prayer.
Yeah, I gotta be honest with you. Madonna doesn't do much for me.
No.
Like, as a child, I may have had some special times to her.
She was a girlfriend for a minute.
Right, because there was, like, all those videos and stuff, but, like, I don't know. There's, like, Whitney Houston songs that, like, I'm like, man, I love that song. But, like, I don't know that there's a Madonna song where I'm like, I could live without her catalog of music.
This is one of those conflicted moments in life as a kid growing up in a Catholic household. It's also, you know, a 13 or 14-year-old that's discovering himself.
Yeah.
You remember it was Like a Prayer era of Madonna.
Yeah.
To me, it was her at her hottest.
Yeah.
And that video, sometimes I would get excited because I'm like, you know, and I, you know, maybe reflect upon things with my hand.
Yeah.
And then it's like some crazy Jesus imagery going on.
Yeah, that one was tough.
It was, because it's like, God, she's at her hottest, but I really don't want to, like, can we, like, delete all the religious imagery? Because it's making me feel like I'm going straight to hell.
Yeah, like she was right. Like she had that CD where she was all into the like bondage and stuff.
Oh, the sex book.
Yeah. So I mean, I would look through that CD case a lot.
Yeah.
But for me, it was Paula Abdul.
Oh, cold-hearted steps forward.
But cold-hearted snake. Dude, that video.
That video was fire.
Mm-hmm.
She when didn't she like stand on a chair and like
yeah. You remember it, Steve?
Yeah.
We all remember it, Steve.
I mean, I always wanted to be MC Scat Cat to her.
Oh, I know.
You're so lucky.
Then there was Mariah Carey in the Honey video.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Jesus.
There's so many good videos.
All right, stop. Now, getting fired up.
I don't know if we could do push-ups.
We could do certain push-ups to Tenacious D, though.
Well, let's do them, Ted.
Let's do them.
Let's get our heart racing. Our blood, I think, is already pumping. And our brain.
Functioning.
I guess I should pull up the push-up. Where the hell did the push-ups go? I'll fix this in
straight
post.
To your chest, bro. That's where they went.
That's right, brah. I did a superset of chest today. I don't know if I could do this, but I'm going to try my best.
Yep. Everything hurts, too. I just left the gym.
Are we ready to get 10?
I like it.
Sounds like a video game.
It does. It's like Mario's about to jump out.
Never mind.
Boing, boing, boing. Boing. Oh, nice. Yeah, that hurts. Everything.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I like this one.
Here comes the drop.
People walk by and they're dancing.
I know.
Ted talks.
Our coworkers think we're weird.
B-Tech Smith.
That's not even because of this.
No.
Steve, no music.
No
music. I have
music.
A simple word this week.
Okay, what is it?
Celebration.
Celebration.
This Sunday, the MLS Cup comes to Seattle. Your Seattle Sounders hosting Toronto FC.
Oh.
Now, we've been in the cup final twice.
Yes.
Against Toronto FC.
Both times.
We won one, we yep. lost one. But mm-hmm. both times were in Toronto. 2009, we hosted an MLS Cup, but that's because it used to just be a random stadium.
Kind of like a Super Bowl.
Right. Mm-hmm. So this is very exciting. We're going to have 70,000 people. It's sold out, you know, within minutes.
What, they have like 50,000 packed in the presale?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Well, it was great. Like, I'm a season ticket holder, right? So I got, as soon as we knew it was here, it was like, you already paid for your ticket and you can buy up to like 6 others. Yeah. So that's why I was trying to hook people up. I have a buddy that was looking for tickets and then his friend's wheelchair accessible. So I was like, actually, I was like, I got you.
Nice.
Yeah, man.
Big day.
Huge day, man. And it just.
So how are you feeling about this game?
I feel good.
Okay.
Now, it's not the most confident good.
Now, Ted, but also, if you don't know, you're a season ticket holder. You've been a Sounders fan since day one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a little nervous going into LAFC, but hey, look how that turned out.
So. I couldn't believe that, dude. And I'm not a huge, I mean, I'm a soccer fan by like in a sense of like, because I'm a friend with you.
Right.
And I cheer them on because, well, it's no different than me cheering on Maryland football. It's like, you know, which is not all that great.
They suck.
But I mean, also because it's Seattle's team and, you know, so at the end of the day, like I'm excited because my friends are excited. And that LA Football Club game was just bonkers because.
Yeah.
Everybody, all my soccer friends, including you and Castle and anyone else that I talked to, were just like, yeah, there's not going to be any chance. These guys are just a juggernaut of the MLS right now.
They had basically the best year that any team in MLS had ever had.
How's that? Is this year two for them?
Correct.
Damn.
Yeah. So, and they have the star power. Their fans are trash. Always throwing stuff on the field and everything else. Like, well, just garbage.
I was joking on the air. I'm like, it was really cool of the LAFC fans to provide alcohol for all the Sounders so they could celebrate that big win in Los Angeles. That was ridiculous. Like, yeah. Grow up, people.
I know. And just don't throw stuff on the field. You can chirp people all you want, but like, just don't throw stuff on the field to play. But anyhow, this week, man, just have fun if you're a Sounders fan. Go down, enjoy it. You know, generally, like, oh, noon game, let's get down. But like, I'm nervous. Like, I mm-hmm. want a tailgate, but we don't have too much fun because it's like, this is like the MLS Cup.
You want to enjoy that moment.
Yeah.
I say maintain.
Yeah.
And then go balls out if they win.
Right.
Because you don't want to be drunk and sad.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's like if I remember going into Super Bowl for the Seahawks and there are people around us just getting blasted, wasted. And of course, I'm with my wife. She's not a big drinker. I wasn't planning on drinking because we drove to the stadium,
right,
the University of Phoenix. But we were surrounded by some really nice people. But as the game goes on and it's looking really good for the Hawks, they're getting louder and just more obnoxious. And like the poor Patriots fan that I was sitting next to, good dude. He's catching it from everyone except for me. Like, he was like, I appreciate you sitting next to me. Like, I think this would suck if I wasn't sitting next. Because I was like having a good time talking to him. He was a nice guy. When everything happened with the interception, it was like watching people witness the death of a family member.
It was unreal.
And they're drunk. And it's just awkward. It was just like, yeah, you don't want to be drunk. And if the Sounders lose, which I hope they don't. But if they lose, then you're just like, what do we do now?
Oh, I would go directly home.
Yeah.
Do not pass go.
Right?
I mean, it's like either way, it's going to be an awesome day. But yeah, I'm with you. I'm just like, man, we gotta be careful.
It's a big game.
It is.
And it's the rubber match when it comes to this rivalry.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Right?
Toronto, 1-1.
We sent home Bob Bradley. Let's send home Michael Bradley.
Bob Bradley, was that the coach for LAFC?
Yeah, and he's to coach our national team.
Okay. He seems like a real fun guy.
I'm just sick of the Bradleys.
Are they like the Harbaughs?
No, Bob Bradley, just like when he left the United States program, I was ready for him to leave.
Okay.
And then Michael Bradley, he maintained the middle for us for years, but just like, I'm done with them. Like, we need the youth movement. We need other people. And Michael Bradley must practice his ass off. Because mm-hmm. when he gets in important games, he's not that good. My take, but.
Did you see that video of the coach of the LAFC? Is that Bob Bradley?
Yeah, that's okay. Bob Bradley.
When some like reporter was asking about one of his star players not usually being clutch, but was clutch in a game. And he just got pissed off at the guy as they're celebrating because they were going to the Western Conference Finals.
Oh, yeah, when they beat Galaxy.
Yeah, and he got the coach got all pissed and like death glared the reporter for just asking a simple question. That was really, he was a softball question to have you say nice things about your player that finally had a great game in a clutch situation.
And did you hear what Smetzer said after the game?
Something about Bob, right?
He was just like, it's a crazy environment. Like, what's it like to win here? Like, how are you feeling? Well, I feel better than Bob.
Schmetzer's the man.
He is.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because, you know, when Ziggy was here, RIP, and Ziggy did great things for our club.
100% agree.
There was always this undercurrent of people that may or may not have been involved in the program that were like, Schmetzer should be the coach.
Really?
Yeah. So he turned that thing around. Because remember, he was the coach in the USL days.
Yeah.
And then stayed on.
So what was he doing when Ziggy was the coach of the Sounders?
He was an assistant.
Assistant?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he was always with the program.
So he stuck. He stuck by. He was loyal.
Yeah.
Sounders till he dies.
He is.
Yeah.
Played for him, coached for him. Now
he's crushing it.
Right. And they've made the playoffs every year they've been a professional team. I mean, even if you don't care about soccer, like, they always make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. This is the third cup final they've been in 4 years.
With him in charge.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. That's like, you know, I mean, we all love Pete Carroll, but I mean, it's like similar kind of thing.
Yeah.
So what was I going to ask? Schmetzer about, God dang it. I don't remember. Oh, has he ever been coach of the year?
Yes.
Okay.
I want to say the year we won the cup because we were not doing well when we fired Ziggy. And then he turned that thing around, got us into the playoffs and started rolling.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, that was 2016.
Hopefully this is the year.
Yeah, man. I got to get another miniature. I have a little miniature that I took to the parade last time.
The MLS Cup is here, right? The trophy.
Right.
I saw it on the Space Needle.
Yeah, I have like a little miniature that I wrote on it because I only drank half of it. So I'm going to take another miniature, and if we win, I'm going to bring the other half home. These will be my two victory miniatures.
That's awesome, though, because you'll look back like 20 years from now and be like, what the hell? Oh, yeah.
I'll show you next time you're over the house. Okay. And it literally says SFFC champions, Joe and I.
Joe and I. We took a swing of this.
We did. We didn't finish it. Because he had like his. Well, that's the thing, too, right? You forget about sports, but like Joe's dad now has passed on, right?
Right.
Which sucks. But we have that memory of going to that parade and it's me, Joe, his dad, and his son, Dylan, right?
Wow. Three generations.
Yeah.
And Ted.
It's the way it goes with families. And Ted's here.
And Ted's here. That's cool. We love Ted. Is Ted coming? Well, I thought this was just a generational thing. No, we need Ted here.
We need Ted.
Yeah, Ted's a big part of this.
Yeah, we stopped at Mod Pizza.
That's a cool memory, man. I don't give a crap about the Boston Red Sox. Remember hearing like some of those stories when they finally won the championship and it was like somebody's like grandfather was like just about to pass away, passed away soon after that. I was like, I'm just happy that my grandfather lived long enough to see his favorite team win a championship. Like those moments are just, those are the things I love about sports.
Right. That's the reason most of us like it, is the camaraderie and this and that, right?
The moment of like triumph. You know, I don't get mad when the team loses. I mean, you get frustrated. I mean, this last Seahawks game was very infuriating at times, but like they won, so that's nice.
They won. It was a fun one.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, I was watching the game up at the Aurora Borealis.
Yes.
In Shoreline.
Uh-huh.
Hanging out with our buddy Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Fun to watch a game there, but also random Thomas Rawls was there.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know he was still living here.
I think like his sister or somebody lives in Shoreline. So he was like visiting.
So he's at the bar watching his old team play?
Yeah. And people loved it. And he was so nice to everybody. And people were pumped. Like,
dude, I love that guy. He was always smiling.
Oh, he was super nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Did he get free drinks? Was he drinking?
I don't know. He had a better. He was sitting closer to the big screen than I was. I just saw people talking to him. And I assume, I don't know. He was having a good time. And then people were betting push-ups with him before the final kick. And then he was doing push-ups.
No.
It was awesome.
That's incredible.
Yeah. I just said, what's up to him? And he was like, hey, man, Thomas, like, blah, blah, blah. I was like, all right, cool.
Yeah. If I was a former Hawk, I would go watch games at bars and just get free drinks all night.
Yeah. And I forget, right? Like, we work on the radio. Some people like us. But, man, when you're a Seahawk, that never leaves.
And it doesn't matter what position. Think about it. For the our long snapper was a rock star in this town. Remember, was it Clint Gresham?
Right.
Right? I believe that was his name.
Or even our boy John Ryan.
John Ryan, the punter.
At the end of the day, he was the punter.
Right. Well, even like, we love Luke Wilson. But right now, Luke Wilson's in a position where he's a backup, maybe even like, you know, he's not the main guy for the team. But he is forever. He can move, after his career is done, whenever that might be. Hopefully he's got several more years. And I hope he stays with the Seahawks, right?
Right.
The minute he retires, he can live in Seattle, Washington, or in the Washington area, and never have to buy a meal, never have to pay for a drink. He will forever be a rock star.
Yeah.
We need to become Seahawks.
I know. It blew me away. I was just like, damn.
I don't know if there's a single Seahawk that wouldn't get love from a Hawks fan. Even Brian Bosworth, I think at this point now, people are willing to be like, yeah, kind of didn't like him because of how the career went, but it's still the Boz.
Yeah, the only person I could think of just because they're kind of a decisive person might be Bennett.
Yeah.
But there's still half the crowd that would love him.
Oh, I would be so happy. I love that dude.
Yeah.
He was always super cool.
Those pads are so tiny.
I know. I don't know how he hasn't been injured more. And he's on Dallas now.
He is.
Yep.
I know, he had two offsides, but tell you what, he makes an impact when he's on the field.
I mean, nothing's changed then.
No.
Hey, I wanted to give a shout out to somebody who sent us a message on Instagram, which I thought was really cool. Always appreciate anybody who listens to the Megacast. And since we don't have like an official way to reach us, I like that people just reach us randomly, like via email, Facebook, Instagram. Bradley Hansen said, not trying to slide in your DMs, but he did.
Okay, Bradley.
All for a good reason, though. I love listening to you and Ted talk about wrestling and his soccer league. I had a kid at 19. I had to forfeit my soccer career. You guys helped push me to start playing again. I made a semi-pro indoor team at 35.
Damn.
I was playing a lot until a career-ending concussion. All that said, my kids got to see me play. And I even won Defensive Player of the Week. Thanks. Love your passion for life. Enjoy your family. You will rock as a dad. If I was closer, I would make a show. Hope to meet you someday. From Bradley Hansen. Bradley, you rock.
Yeah. And Bradley, good for you, man.
That made me so happy to see that.
I was awful on Sunday. First game, I was okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I was awful.
Really?
Yeah. I just may have had a few too many beverages Saturday night, Steve. Really didn't plan it out Sunday. And then I'm more confident, so I head balls now.
Uh-huh.
But as soon as it ricocheted off my head, I was just like, oh, that hurt. Like, why did I do that? But it's one of those
things. How fast is that ball coming, you think, when you do that?
I mean, in our league, it's usually slow. But it wasn't even, like, towards the goal. It was just one of those ones. It was just, like, up in the air, and somebody had to do something. So I was just like, boom. Like, as a pass, it rattles your head. And I was just like, why did I do that?
I'm just pub league.
Yeah. I was trying to score a goal off a corner, and I tried to head it, but I missed. And it just went, like, thud on my chest.
Ugh.
And everybody was like, that sounded like it hurt.
Dude, there are times where, like, I'll do something. I'm like, I gotta get up and work tomorrow. What am I doing?
Right, but you get caught up in the moment.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like a high that you can't explain.
Yeah. And I love doing it because it's like, look at me, head stuff. But as soon as I did, I was like, when you're hungover, don't head balls.
Well, think about I'm sure there are times for you as well. Like, there are moments where I'm like, what am I doing? But then I'm also like, man, when I was really at my worst health-wise and unhealthy and not fit, not doing things that I loved and not doing things that really pushed me, like, it's crazy to think that I am doing this right now.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, and I should, we should all be proud of our accomplishments.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, something happened on Ellen, and I thought it'd be fun for us to do on our show.
All right.
Also, we might talk a little bit about voting.
A little voting? And we got to talk about, we talked about it on the podcast, we got to talk about the NHL.
Oh.
All that cocaine?
Is there some cocaine going on?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, I missed this.
Oh, it was a story.
Oh,
we
nice.
Did a poll.
Turns out. All right, well, we come back. Right. We'll talk about that first.
All right.
Because I need to know what's going on with cocaine in the NHL.
Ted and Steve need a minute to shave each other's backs. Sexy. I know. The Megacast will be back.
Are you a boomer? Have you been ridiculed on the streets with the phrase, okay, boomer? Well, okay, boomer is not okay. It is not your fault you own a $120,000 RV, stocked up with a sauna and all 11 seasons of MASH on VHS. If you've been ridiculed for being a boomer, just pick up your phone. No, your phone. That's the microwave. Okay, that's the cat. Yes, there it is, your phone. Pick it up and dial 1-999-OK-BOOMER. Help is just a call away.
Wouldn't mid having them get lost in my thighs. If I had thighs. Sadly, I'm just a stupid robot voice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Megacast is back.
I bet she'd have sweet thighs if she had thighs, though.
I like this, Steve.
Good vibe.
Yeah.
Makes you think of summer. Sun's out. It's freezing as F.
Makes me think of a glass of liquor and a blunt.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's get right into it. Cocaine in the NHL. Quick thing. I'm very excited. All-star break. We find out what the name of our team's going to be.
Oh, nice.
So January.
The Kraken.
I'm okay with that.
Actually, I'm going with that.
That's my number one pick.
Nice.
I'm 1,000% behind it. I don't think it's going to happen.
Really?
I have a vibe it's going to be like the Sockeyes or something like that. Or the Totems, maybe.
What were they originally?
The Metropolitans.
Can you not go back to that?
I sure as hell hope not.
All right.
And I don't even think that's even one that's even in consideration. Somebody even brought up a point. Like, isn't that the name of one of the conferences or the divisions? And I'm like, they change whatever they need to change to make things work, but I don't even think they have any interest in being called the Metropolitans. I just get this vibe. I don't have any inside information. I have a couple people that work there that I know, but they haven't given me any indication. I just don't think that's ever been one that's on their radar. And I All hope right. it's not, because honestly, what do you call it then? The Metros or the Mets?
You're right. They wouldn't turn out to be the Mets, because aren't the New York Mets technically the Metropolitans?
Yes.
Hmm.
And honestly, I'll take Mets over Metros. Metros seems like the worst thing ever.
And we don't have a Metro.
Right.
And we certainly don't now, car tab people.
But man, I'm saving all this money on my car tabs.
Yeah. What's with all the traffic? There's no other freaking way to get around now. Anyhow. So ESPN does this thing where they do like these polls. That,
okay.
Like, it's anonymous, right? So they send them like 50 NHL players. So the stat was something like 52% said, yeah, there's coke use in the league. It's not a big deal. 10% said there's like a lot of coke. And then 32% were like, I don't know. So as I said, that means 80% of you have seen coke or been at a party where it is. And then I was saying on the podcast, like, sorry, you have rich white people. There's cocaine.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I was talking about like, look at our industry. Right. Look at sales. Like wherever there's a lot of, you know, Wall Street.
Yeah.
Like, have you seen Wolf of Wall Street?
Work hard, play hard people.
Exactly. So I don't think it's that shocking that the NHL, especially they got all the Canadians and Europeans.
Dude, I've heard some stories from people back in the day, like former players. I mean, they, and even till this day, like that is something that is just known, that hockey players love to party, even during the season. Like they just, and some of them will even say that the partying is what brings the team together. Like, we've played better when we're all hung over from a night out just getting wasted with the boys, because it's just something about that camaraderie that brings you together. Whereas, like, other sports, I don't think basketball are doing what hockey players are doing. And this isn't about how hockey's better, but it is. But, you know, I mean,
baseball does.
Baseball, I mean,
those guys go out.
I would hope.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't have to get up until, like, what, 2 in the afternoon?
Well, that's the thing I was saying, right? Like, right, these are nighttime games.
Yep.
Like, you know, like, basketball, I think's a little different, because their league just is like, yeah, smoke weed. We don't give a crap.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But hockey players want to go out, eat steaks, and get high.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty much what it is. I knew a guy that would, not often, but every once in a while, he decided that it would be a good idea to do a line of Coke before he would play.
All right.
And granted, this is beer league. I guess it's Coke league for him.
Yeah.
And go ahead and get high after the game all you want. Like, Coke's not my thing, but like, to each your own, right?
Yeah.
I know firsthand, you are not helping your team whatsoever doing Coke during the game, unless you're going to maintain. Because that dude came out flying for like the first shift.
Couldn't maintain.
But after that shift, he was done. And then for the rest of the game, he's just sitting on the bench, hunched over.
Oh.
Didn't even come back out. It's like, you are useless. Why don't you just go back in the locker room and just drink beer or do more Coke?
I knew a guy once that would eat mushrooms once in a while and play keeper in soccer.
That seems a little intense.
I thought it was too, but he's like, no, man, I could see him coming like lasers. Like I can't, like nothing's getting by me.
Yeah, I mean, I've played hockey, like messed up on stuff, but like it didn't make me better. But I sure as hell was having fun out there. I was smiling a lot and the puck felt really good when it hit me.
Yes, I just thought that was interesting in the NHL, and that's not shocking. The other funny thing is, like, Bro Bible mentioned Unets. I always forget. One of the Russian dudes from the Caps.
I'm so excited for the NHL coming to Seattle. I'm not excited about trying to pronounce some of the players' names.
Wait, so there was a picture after the Caps won the Cup of him at some party. It's obviously Coke and a rolled up bill, and he was like, I've never even done drugs. But then 2 months later, he got busted when he was playing for Team Russia for pissing dirty for cocaine. So that's, I think this is what kind of spurred the like, okay, is there a Coke problem in this league? Like,
clearly there might be.
I mean, that's the thing too. I don't trust anybody that's all one way or the other.
Right.
I remember Rafael Palmeiro years ago stood in Congress, was like, I did not take blah, 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 and swung his finger.
Yeah.
Yeah, then he got busted.
It's like anything. Yeah. Anything that's like super hell bent on proving that they don't do something, more than often than not, are doing that certain something.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember talking to somebody like, I'm not high. And I'm like, dude, there's Coke residue around your nostril. Like, I can see it.
Yeah.
It's like, unless you decide to snort some baby powder, like, that is cocaine.
Yeah. It's like, well, and stoners are just easier. Number one, you could generally smell it. And then number two, it's like stoners are just like, yeah, I'm stoned.
Oh, that was a running joke within my friends when I was back in my 20s. Like, it was like, oh, Migs blew its cover. I would even say it. I'd be like, blah, blah, blah. And I'd start rambling about something. I go, I just blew my cover, didn't I? I just blew my cover. And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, oh. They're like, oh, yeah, you're high. We knew. We didn't have to tell us.
The best is, so I did not smoke weed really until I moved to the West Coast.
Right.
You were there some of the early days.
I know.
But one of the best.
We corrupted each other.
One of the best ones was, I think it was my senior year, like beach week. Right. My one buddy smokes weed. But me and my other two friends were like, all right, we're going to go up to the deck and smoke weed with them. And like, we go up to the deck, smoke a little bit of a blunt. And like, I couldn't, you know, like the spiral staircase in beach houses.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I couldn't even make it down that staircase without stopping three times to laugh. And he's like, yeah, all right, it's pretty obvious you smoked weed.
You're just going to giggle fit.
Right? Just like, can't even make it. Like, right? It's like, this is a flight of stairs.
Yeah. Dude, one time, and it's like, I don't really smoke anymore, but like, it was a guest on Doug Benson's Doug Loves Movies. Right?
All right.
And it's the last time I was on. And I'm hanging out with him talking. He's like, you want to smoke some? And I'm like, man, how often in my life am I going to get to say that I got to smoke pot with Doug Benson?
All right.
It's like Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Like, there are certain people that are iconic.
Willie, Snoop, yeah, Doug Benson.
What do you say? Like, Mount Rushmore of current stoners? I would say, I mean, Willie, of course. He's like, he's always going to be on there. Snoop, Doug Benson, and Seth Rogen?
Seth Rogen's got to be up there. Rest in peace. But back in the day, I would have put Ralphie up there, too.
Ralphie May?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean
yeah, Cheech and Chong.
Definitely not Cheech. Cheech is a poser. I mean, I love him. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, Tommy Chong, maybe. But you're right. Seth Rogen's got to be up there.
Yeah. He's got his own weed now. When we told him that we were at in Canada with Steel Panther, and we got hooked up with some of his weed from a dispensary, and everybody was raving about how awesome it was, that made the interview so much better. He was like, I've never been happier to hear something than that you guys like my pot. But so Ben's is like, you want take like out of a vape pen? I'm like, all right, fine. Like, I can't pass this opportunity up, right?
All right.
And then I'm like, well, what is this? Like, what kind? He goes, oh, indica. I'm like, F word. Because that's just, I just can't. Like, it's just going to, I'm just going to in the couch just for a reason. You know what I mean? So now, soon after that, we go up on stage to do Doug Benson's I Love Movies. And I'm just like staring out in the crowd. I already suck at movie trivia anyway. I was useless.
Excuse me.
I was useless, man. At one point, I'm staring at a woman who's nodding off because she's probably too stoned, and I'm giggling to myself, and I'm just like, do I say anything? Would Doug be insulted if I say something? Because technically, this person's falling asleep during his special. Like, all these crazy thoughts are going in my mind. I'm like, focus on what's going on. And then it's like, Steve, your turn. What movie do you think? What movie is this person in? I'm like, just useless. I don't know if he's like, it was pointless for me to even be on that show.
That's awesome.
But then, like, at the end, we got to throw stuff into the crowd, and they challenged me to throw something into the upper deck of the Neptune Theater.
Did you make it?
It was like a bag of licorice. Nailed it.
Attaboy.
Threw my shoulder out while doing it, but it was worth it.
That's like, I don't know if I could make that. That's a long toss. I have a trash arm.
Dude, I put everything into it. Just as much power.
Yeah, I'm much better at catching stuff.
Yeah.
Serious, man. That's like when I was baseball. I was a short, fat kid. Like, you can't play third. You can field really well, but you can't throw it across the diamond. Go play first.
All right. So before we get out of here, Ellen did a segment where she asked some burning questions. I can't remember who she asked them to, but it was a celebrity.
All right. All right.
And I always like doing this because then it's fun to get our answers.
In.
All right. Cool. Let's start things out. I wish I knew who she did it with, but hey, this is the MegaCast.
Maybe we'll recognize the voice.
That could be fun and part of the fun.
All right.
All right. Here we go.
Ready? Who was your first celebrity crush?
Okay.
I think we already went through this, but I have to go Paula Abdul.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Mine's kind of weird, but it's Donna Summer.
All right. What signifies? Because I did once hide a sports section because it had a picture of Katarina Witt on it after she won a gold medal.
What signifies? I don't know.
But I never like that. I just knew I thought she was very attractive, but I didn't know my purpose yet.
I understand that. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, Donna Summer was, there was an album that she put out. Works Hard for the Money. Hard for the money. So the album cover, if I could find it, like it's very
that's tame enough
now. But as a kid, I saw Skin and I was in.
Yeah. I mean, I guess whoever the torso was in the bra section of the JCPenney catalog.
That's true. But they weren't celebrities.
No. Yeah, yeah. I think I'd stick with Paula Abdul.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with Donna Summer. I mean.
Yeah, Suzanne Summers I'd put in there as
oh,
well.
Oh, hell yes.
Right, Step by Step Days, Thighmaster.
Thighmaster? Step by Step was my first introduction to the concept of calf cow. Her daughter. That's the thing where you find the mom and the daughter attractive.
Oh, I did not know that term.
Because she had a couple. I mean, the kids were around our age.
The kids were our age, yeah, and they were
so it's
hot.
Not creepy.
Then, yeah, Suzanne Summers was super hot.
And she always rocked the skirts to show off those sweet legs.
Mm-hmm.
Thighmasters, man.
She'd still catch it.
Dude, did you see her Instagram post where she was naked?
No.
73 years old, and she put it up there. She's like, you know what? Screw it. I'm putting this up there. It's amazing. Like, obviously, she's 73. But there's that sense of nostalgia where you're like, oh, it's still Suzanne Summers.
Yeah, of course.
So, yeah, pull it up. If you just go to her Instagram.
Plus, we're old enough now that, like, to go after older women, they got to be, like, 60s or 70s for us now.
Yeah, I'm not opposed.
Yeah.
Where the hell is it, man? I guess she posts a lot of stuff on her Instagram. I don't know where the hell it went, but it's somewhere on there.
Donna Summer in my mind now.
Donna Summer. We worked hard for my money. There she is.
No kidding.
Right? Good for
her. I mean, right? She looks 73, but 73 for her.
And she looks like she's 69. Nice. Let's see. But yeah, I mean, there's a few other pictures of her. Like, oh, she had legs for days. But there's even one like where she's wearing clothes. Obviously, a little bit more made up.
That's awesome.
I wouldn't turn her down.
Where's she in Dubai? Oh, in Vegas.
All right. It's Shia LaBeouf.
Sorry.
Right.
Shia LaBeouf.
Or LaBeouf. That's being talked. That's answering these questions. Let's hear who his celebrity crush was.
Natalie Portman.
The strangest thing that you're afraid of.
All right. Strangest thing that you're afraid of.
I check the toilet bowl before I poop for snakes. Give it a flush. Make sure there's not one in there.
For real?
Swear to God.
Okay, you think in Capitol Hill there's a snake in the toilet problem?
He never, man, I don't know what my neighbors have in their apartments.
That's a solid point. That poor snake's just trying to get away, man.
Right.
But thought your home looked like a good place to be.
But it's weird, right? I know that's probably like, we don't live in Australia, but I, like literally last night I was kind of stoned and I sat there for like 2 minutes. It's like, there's not a snake in here. Is that a bubble? Flush it.
When I was a kid, I was always afraid to go into the bathroom. I'd have to like reach my arm in, turn the light on, because remember that movie Ghoulies?
Oh, yeah, there's something in the shower if you're not checking.
Or in the toilet. The Ghoulies were coming out of the toilet.
Oh, like snakes.
Yeah. All right.
What's yours?
Mine? You know, I recently conquered it with wrestling. I used to be afraid to be upside down.
All right.
And I still kind of am. Like, when I have to do a flip bump and I kind of get, like, go upside down, I used to keep my eyes closed. And then finally one of my buddies was like, you know, these are a lot easier if you keep your eyes open. And I was like, really? He's like, yeah, because I finally told him that I do them with my eyes closed. He's like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, what? Don't you guys do that too? He goes, no, you want to know where you're landing.
I know. It's like diving. I can't do it without clothes. It's like, open, keep your eyes open, dude.
Right. And they're like, when you want to know when you're going to like hit the ground? I'm like, no. They're like, that sounds way more terrifying that you have your eyes closed and you have no idea when you're about to make impact. I was like, well, to each their own.
It is terrifying. You're correct.
Yeah. All right. Let's see what Shia had to say.
Spiders.
What?
That's a stock answer, dude.
It's spider season. I've been getting a lot of them.
Dude, right before I left the other day to go somewhere, luckily Sid noticed it, but there was like, I don't know, I'd say about like a 2.5-inch spider.
Yeah.
Maybe an inch and a half to 2 inches. I don't know. I'm bad with measuring, which is a typical guy problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's just like, babe. I'm like, what? I got to go. She's like, you ain't leaving until that's gone. And typically, I'll try my best to save the spider and put it outside. I don't know why.
Oh, not me.
No, not on this one. I'm like,
I grab them, flush them.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did with this one.
Grab snakes, eat them.
Yeah. It's going to make the snakes grow, Ted.
Yeah, you're probably right. I got to stop flushing them.
Yeah, now they know where to go to get that damn spider.
What is your favorite curse word?
Ooh, I know what mine is. It's the C word.
I mean, the F word's probably one I use the most, but I like the C word used in a proper term.
Okay, like what? Like in English terms?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like almost like endearing.
Oh, not
like
me.
Steve. He's a tough C.
Okay, I like that. That's cool. That's very Conor McGregor of you. Yeah, definitely the C word for me.
I'm trying to. Well, I mean, it's rare that you. I don't know that I've ever used this on an actual human, but I like sea sucker.
Oh yeah.
Right. Like, oh, look at this sucker.
Yep. The C word became my favorite thanks to our boy Mr. Munson.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever we would get wasted.
He says it constantly.
He just yells it. But the time that we were on the party bus, we got to Spokane.
Yeah.
And we just got there. And, of course, it brought a lot of tension in the beer garden, back when they had the beer garden outside for that hockey tournament. And some girls were like, who's in that bus? And we're like, what's up? And then Munson's waist and just goes, I'll use runts instead. He's just like, runts! And it's like, well, any chance of those girls coming on the bus to say hi is gone.
That's a wrap.
Yeah, so ever since then, that's been like the word, the go-to word, whenever all the boys are together. Runs! All right, let's see what Shia said.
All right.
Okay, now we don't know what it is, but maybe they'll tell us.
What's the craziest rumor that you've heard about yourself?
Ooh.
I don't know. I haven't heard a good one in a while.
Oh.
For
me... It was when I first started at KSW. There was a guy who used to listen that was like part of this message board for BJ Shea or whatever.
Yeah.
And he was just a jokester. I mean, I wasn't bothered by it, but he kept saying how like he was so excited that I joined the show because him and I used to do coke together all the time and that he's excited to have his coke buddy back or something like that. You know me.
Yeah.
And I'm an open book. I'll admit to every, you want to know what drugs I've done? I'll tell you, right? I have never thought of or touched cocaine. In my life.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not a drug. I'm sure it's awesome. It smells, I bet, great. But I'm
smells great. This stuff smells amazing.
It smells like energy. But it's one of those drugs where I'm like, I just feel like that's a slippery slope. It's like that, heroin, meth. Like those ones that like the addictive ones.
Yeah, I tell everybody if I start doing coke, I'll spin off this plant.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I think I just lose my mind.
I don't know.
So having that rumor, and I remember BJ was like, hey man. Is this what he's saying? Like, you know, it was awkward.
I mean, I think the biggest rumor for me was when I first started on KSW, because I talk about Timberlake and stuff. Like, there's a lot of people legit thought I was gay.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, okay. It used to be constant on Facebook and stuff.
Just so
like,
stupid.
Right? Just like, God.
Did you see Joey Ryan's tweet this morning?
No.
It was great. It was just so great. Because there was a video.
And I was in my 20s. Right. Now at my age, I can kind of laugh it off or whatever. But when you're in your early 20s, you know, it's like.
It was a different time.
Yeah.
We're talking like almost 20 years ago.
Yeah. 15 years ago.
Obviously, there's still some closed-minded idiots out there that think when something is weak or stupid, they'll say it's gay, right?
Right.
So Joey Ryan, of course, is known as the guy who flips people with his penis.
Yeah.
In wrestling, and he wrestled that MMA guy, Frank Shamrock.
He wrestled Frank Shamrock?
Just like yesterday. And there's a video of it where Shamrock took the penis plex. And everyone's having a blast with it because, like, here's the toughest MMA fighter. He's willing to do it. Screw you purist wrestling fans that think that this is killing the industry. Frank Shamrock's cool with it. Mick Foley's been cool taking it. Most wrestlers are fine with it.
Yeah.
Some fan writes, "That's so gay." And Joey just wrote, he retweeted with a comment, and it just says, "What's wrong with something being gay?" And it was just like so basic and so simple. I'm like, good luck trying to answer that without sounding like an asshat.
Yeah. But you're right, right? Back then it was different.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was the one I used to get the most.
What was the question again?
Rumor.
Oh, yeah. So that was the one.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Let's see what he has to say.
That I eat humans.
Yeah, he's Shia LaBeouf. There's a lot of them out. Some of them are probably true.
Just do it.
Yeah, I don't eat humans. I only ate a human.
Make your dreams come true.
Eat that human.
Let's clear that up right now.
I've never done that.
No. And you probably don't ever have an intent. You don't want to do it.
No, I like people. I just don't like spiders.
Who was your best on-screen kiss with?
Oh, we don't have an answer for that.
Yeah, I've never had an on-screen kiss.
Who do you think his answer is? I don't even know who he's been to movies with.
I mean, I hope he says, what's her name, that was super hot, that was married to Brian Austin Green.
Oh, Megan Fox. Damn, that's an awesome job.
Right? Because then he come out and was like, yeah, I hooked up with her. Let's see what he says.
Okay.
Oh, Dakota Johnson.
Oh, she's cute.
She's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Okay, not right. Megan Fox.
All right.
I don't even know what Dakota Johnson looks like. I'm sure I've seen her. I'm terrible with celebrities.
Is she the one that married Bieber?
I don't know. Jessica Biel. Oh, wait, no. That's Timberlake. Dakota Johnson?
Yeah.
Let's see.
It's Don Johnson's daughter.
Is it?
Yeah.
That makes sense. Dakota.
But I can't remember if she's Bieber's girl or if he's with a... Maybe he's with a Baldwin.
I'm not sure, but let's see what Dakota looks like. Oh, she's very pretty.
Yeah, you've seen her.
Yeah. I'm not sure who she's dating, but she's very pretty. Yeah, I wouldn't be a... Antonio Banderas? She would... Antonio Banderas?
No.
That's amazing if she is. Let's see. I don't know why. Where's your personal life on that damn Wikipedia? Daughter, she has been in a relationship with Chris Martin. She's with the dude from Coldplay?
All right.
Good on him.
Yeah.
Upgrade. All right. Sorry.
What's a lie that you recently told?
Oh. I don't know if I have one I could think of. I'm sure. I mean, I lie. Nobody...
I think for me, it's probably got to be something like just like, no, I'm busy that day. Probably because I just didn't want to go out.
Yeah, I think that's the same here. It's like something where I got out of plans. No, babe, you don't look heavy set in that dress right now.
Right, right. That's the other like joke one, right?
That's a tough one when your wife's pregnant,
though. I know
the
last lie you probably said.
What's that?
No, I'm happy to take these engagement photos.
Oh, that cuts deep. Dude, I got to say... It was start to finish an hour long.
That's not bad.
Worth every penny. Because right. I was thinking that. I'm like, yo, this is going to be, we're outside. I hate taking pictures in general.
Yeah.
Like, this is going to be silly. That woman was a machine.
All right.
She pumped them in and out, and they turned out great. But yeah, it was.
Yeah, well, that's why you're having the photo shoot.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm with you, man. Yeah, this is a lot of fun. But dude, it's tough when you have a pregnant wife who's like, do I look fat in this? I'm like, yes.
Right, but you're pregnant.
Because you're pregnant.
Right, you're holding literally like 15 extra pounds that you wouldn't have in
right.
your belly. There's a human.
Right, like that's a good thing. You
the,
want
the
to
The answer
look
is you don't look fat in it. You look very pregnant in
that's,
it.
That's my answer every time. Yeah. I'm like, no, you just look pregnant. She's like, well, that means I look fat. I'm like, well, I mean, yeah, if you want to really break it down to brass tacks, sure. It's always the funniest conversation.
I'm like, really? Come on.
I get it.
It's
just like, you know, someone who's so used to being fit all the time. Now has a bigger gut than me.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. Don't tell her I told you that.
No.
I just told one, just now.
All right.
The question right before.
What, about eating humans?
Or Dakota Johnson?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I guess we won't know. All right.
All right.
Crap, it's 5 minutes past when we're supposed to finish.
Yeah, man.
Sorry.
I'm going to go get a big salad.
Nice. I'm going to eat some chicken and rice.
All right, I'm thinking about getting a salad. Do I get steak on it, Steve, or tuna?
Ooh.
Right? So we're going to a restaurant. I can have seared tuna or steak on the salad.
What restaurant are you going to?
I don't know. My buddy picked it.
Are you guys on the air today?
No.
Oh, so you just came in to do a podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you're a champion. That's awesome. I respect that.
Yeah. I got to check in. Maybe I have some spots to cut or something.
Man, part of me is leaning towards seared tuna.
Yeah, I know. I go back and forth. I try to, like, that's my thing. If I go out for, like, a salad, it's like, you either got to get seared ahi tuna or you got to get the steak salad.
Both are great.
Yeah.
My wife and I just went to Joey recently.
Oh, nice.
And I've been there forever. They don't have the ahi tuna tacos anymore, which is a load of crap.
That doesn't shock me.
Why is that?
Because I feel like the last time I was there, even a couple years ago, they were gone.
Yeah, I think they've been gone for a few years. But yeah, it's still a bummer every time I go. They still have very attractive ladies there. But they still have the ahi tuna club sandwich, which is the greatest sandwich known to man.
Dude, I'll tell you, my favorite sandwich right now is the BLTA. So it's like a BLT, but then you add avocado.
Is there a certain place where you get it, or are you making it yourself?
No, just certain places I'll get it.
Okay.
There's two places I'm thinking of right now. Like, well, actually, the lodge right across the street.
That
comes
place
on toasted
great.
Sourdough. I'm like, oh, it's so good.
Nice.
All right, I'm hungry.
Dude, I'm starving. My wife, I don't know why I say that now, but I'm so obsessed with Borat, even though it's like 20 years later. She sometimes has made a vegan one where it's like, you know, bacon, a BLTA with bacon, and it's still so good. Morningstar bacon, I love it.
Yeah, I can't do the vegan bacon. Turkey bacon I mess with, but
yeah.
I cut it off.
All right, fine.
It's got to have an animal.
Fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe human.
Yeah. Shia. All right. Anything going on? Any need to plug? Any big things going on?
No. Just hope everybody, if you're a Sounders fan, if I see you down there, make sure you say hello on Sunday.
Go Sounders, man.
Yeah, I'll be pumped.
What is on ESPN?
It's on ABC.
Nice.
Yeah, man.
The parent company.
It's on ABC, and don't worry, because the Seahawks don't play till Monday, so you're not going to miss any of the Seahawks game.
I know, dude. I know. That's a big game, too. Go Seahawks.
Yeah, that is a huge one.
I feel good about it. I ain't going to lie. Like, I know they're playing an undefeated team, and the San Francisco 49ers look fantastic. Like, there seems to be nothing wrong with that team. But there's something about those Seahawks usually in primetime.
Right. Plus, I mean, you look at the Seahawks' two losses. It's like, all right, the Saints and the Ravens.
Yeah, two great teams.
It sucks you lost at home like that, but they're two very good teams.
It has been nice to see the Ravens do so well and also the Saints, because that was the first game they were doing with Bridgewater. So a lot of people are just like, what the F? And then he ends up winning every game for them.
Yeah. So you're right. It's like, all right.
That guy's getting paid next year, I bet.
Oh, for sure. And
some team's going to want him.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to get out of here. Follow us on Twitter at the Megacast. And I assume we'll be back next week.
Yeah, I'm in.
I'm in too. Let's do this.
All right.